Lansing's 20th annual Juneteenth celebration starts today. It's a time for African Americans to celebrate their emancipation from slavery after the U.S. Civil War. Here to tell us more about the history of this holiday and what will be happening to celebrate it in mid-Michigan is Cheryl Benjamin. She's a board member of the Lansing Juneteenth Committee. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, good morning.
Thanks for coming in. For people who aren't familiar with the history, please tell us how Juneteenth became a holiday and what exactly it celebrates.
Well, in January 1st of 1863, Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation, which you also know this is the 150th year of the Emancipation Proclamation.
Okay, yeah.
And 2 years later, which is June 19th in 1865, the news spread to Galveston, Texas. And the Frees were informed that you were indeed free. And from there, the celebration started, the initial celebrations of Juneteenth and freedom and what it meant for African Americans.
Is it known how long it should have taken? I mean, how long in the middle of the 19th century, how long? It shouldn't have taken 2 years for the word to get there. Were hurdles erected to this news then? I mean, that has to be, I assume that's the case.
That's news to me. I don't know how the news was delivered.
That's a book waiting to be written, it would seem to me. Tell us what happens here in Lansing.
In Lansing, we have a 3-day festival. We originated as originally a 1-day festival. We are the 18th state to come on board with the legislature through Public Act 48 to be the Juneteenth Freedom Festival Day, and we recognize it officially on the third Saturday of June.
Okay.
So our festival begins today. It's already started, the prayer breakfast with the Legislative Black Caucus. We'll have our lunch, and this is our government day. This evening at 5:30, we will be at Lansing City Hall, and Reverend Dr. Brumfield from Detroit Oak Grove AME Church will be here as our speaker. And we will also be recognizing the children which we had an essay contest. Those youth will be honored for submitting their works and participating in our contest.
And what is you are a member, you're a board member of the committee.
Correct.
What do you have your fingers on exactly? What do you do?
I have my fingers and a touch of a little bit of everything.
I knew you were going to say that.
I help them with the public relations, the editing, the background. I do a lot in the background, making sure our committee stays gelled. I participate with the Greater Lansing Festival Association. So that way we're starting to network with our partners in the community.
Do you find that awareness of what Juneteenth commemorates do people generally know about that little historical fact or not?
They know the beginning. They may know that, yes, there was the Emancipation Proclamation.
Right. Sure.
Yes, because of family ties, and a lot of Michiganders have people who came from down south. They may be familiar with there was a festival, but they may not know exactly what that meant and how it grew to be what it is now.
One of the attractions at this year's celebration is a Negro League tribute baseball game. Tell us about that.
Correct. One of the things that originated with this festival was a traditional baseball game. We commemorated by having a softball game. Reverend Dr. Clyde Carnegie, who is from Lansing, is going to give our ceremonial first pitch. And we have community teams that participate and do a baseball game. And while the baseball game is going on, we have a DJ and music going in between. But also tomorrow, we will present our first hip-hop explosion. And that's coming into town. And we're going to welcome in Teen Sway, All of the Above Hip-Hop Academy, and our headliner will be the hip-hop team Crucial Creations. And we want to welcome them into town.
And when and where does the baseball game take place?
St. Joe Park, 6 o'clock p.m. until 8:30 p.m.
And the hip-hop event?
Starts at 7 o'clock p.m. through 8:30 p.m.
Anything else going on here on your agenda?
Yes, we will have vendors, and the festivities will get underway. And as we move to Saturday, we open at 11 o'clock a.m. and we have our health Health Fair, which is Sparrow Hospital and McLaren Healthcare System, who participate in our health fair from 11 to 3. We will have concerts all day, dance teams. And we want to let you know that we're going to close with two of Lansing's own, which is Oric Ewing on bass guitar, who also he played in the Jazz Fest 2 years ago, and he's also been with us last year as our headliner. But coming home will be Tim Cunningham.
Oh, yeah.
The sax man.
Everybody knows Tim.
And he will be with us. So they will close our evening out on Saturday.
Juneteenth is the celebration. Day one is today, and Cheryl Benjamin is a board member of the Lansing Juneteenth Committee. Have fun. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
On your TV, the Juneteenth.